Hi there, this is a little test from Steve at right, today's little podcast, this one is about where I think technology will take mankind. I mean, in the last 5 years, it's just been amazing. I mean, we've got mobile phones that can do the things that we could only dream about only 5 years ago. I mean, I'm doing all this on the iPhone. It's a computer, basically. So where do I think phones will go in the next 5 years? Well, I think Apple will be the forerunners, as they are now, really. So what else can they put in an iPhone? Well, they can put bigger hard drives. They can get slimmer, but I mean, there's only a certain thickness that you can have a phone. You can't, although they could make one wearable, like a very thin strip of, like, almost like a watch. I mean, for a mobile phone watch to work, if Apple made it, it would be outstanding. I know there's Chinese ones and they're big and bulky. Nobody wants to wear one of them on their arms. So, I mean, they can put little extras like projections built into it, which could be interesting. You know, if you were, you could stream down your movies, your videos, your podcasts straight into your projection onto a wall. I think the next big thing is going to be voice communication between you and your phone. Instead of relying on your fingers all the time to swipe and to text, it'll just be speaking. I mean, in the OS 5, I mean, there is that functionality coming into it, I believe, where you can just speak a text message and it will send. But I think the next big thing within the next 5 years is going to be, basically, you know, you just pick out your phone and say, you give your phone a name. I'm just going to use computer on this one. And you just say, computer. Relay message back home. I will be 15 minutes late. Hope you are okay. Send. And it will reply, working. Completed. Or something along those lines. I think that's going to be the next big thing, which will radically alter everything. You know, if we could have the ability to speak and our machine speak back to us, that is going to be mega. And I think if anyone's going to do it, it's going to be Apple. They've got the money. They've got the brains to do it. All other companies will follow. Back in the 90s, Nokia were the forerunners. And there are some great concept Nokia phones. If you look on YouTube, I don't think they're going to show the light of day, personally, because they seem to be stuck. They can't move on to into creating advanced phones. You know, they rely on stupid operating systems like Linux and Migu and stuff like that. I know now they are moving on to Windows 7, but so yeah, this projection, I think voice is going to be a brilliant thing, and I think that's going to take the world by storm, just as the iPhone already has, and now the iPad. What will be next? I think it's going to be the iWatch, personally, as some sort of a device which you can wear. Yeah, video as well on there, video phone. Computers, I think they're going to be embedded into our clothing, you know, like Star Trek Next Generation, where they wear a little badge and they just tap it and speak, you know, or whatever. Or what about I forgot what I was going to say. So somebody walked past the window and no. Okay, I'm running out of time on this one, so I'll do that was part one of my perceptions of the future in technology. Part two and three and four will probably come. And I'm going to do one on good old TV and new TV. I think the best program at the moment is Camelot on Channel 4. And I love Click. Anyway, join you all. Join me again soon.